Hey folks, here at OS Reviews. You're watching our video review of the Kidox ED-099. This is another Android TV box that sells on Amazon for $60. The Kidox X2, which we saw recently, also sold for around the same price point, but that one goes up to 4K resolution, whereas this model only does 1080p HD. So I think that one is a slightly better deal. However, the design here is a bit more, I would say, attractive and conservative. So it has a circular finish as opposed to a more boxy look, so that might appeal to some users. Otherwise, specs include Bluetooth on board, which is something that the X2 lacked. So you can actually install another controller or another headset for listening to music and other accessories that the X2 can't. It has the Amlogic S805 chipset, Android 4.4. We kind of wish it was Android 5.0, but it still works fine. There is the Google Play Store. There's also quad-core processor on here with 8 gigs of ROM, 1 gig of built-in RAM, as well as Wi-Fi on board. It does support XBMC, comes with a few other apps pre-installed, but otherwise it's a pretty clean presentation across the board. You can install hundreds of channels for TV, streaming, as well as playback any locally stored files just fine. Taking a look at the box, a pretty clean presentation. You can also give this as a gift and it would work just nicely. On the inside, there is also a remote that is included. It operates via infrared as opposed to the Air mouse technology, which is a bit more sensitive, but you can purchase the Air mouse separately. It does support it. There is an instruction manual that is pretty bare bones, as well as the actual Android TV box. It's absolutely tiny and very, very lightweight. We'll take a look at that in a moment. There's also a AC adapter that's proprietary, as well as the RCA cable that you can use to connect to your television. But what's kind of interesting is that this particular variant does not come with an HDMI cable inside the box. So that is an extra that the X2 came with that this model does not have. Otherwise, the remote is also the same as on the X2. It features the D-pad as well as controls for going back home, going into the menu, and dedicated hotkeys for going to your application drawer as well as media and other settings. It works decently. You can also control a mouse and wave it around on screen, but you do need to be in the same line of sight as the infrared sensor on the front of the Android TV box. Setting things off to the side and taking just a quick look at the design of this unit, it is crafted primarily out of plastic and it does not feel as well constructed as the X2 upon first impressions. It's made out of a matte finish plastic, but it doesn't have that same sandpaper texture like on the OnePlus 2. But this one is also very, very lightweight. In fact, it feels hollow in some places, but that can be a good thing if you are traveling with it. On the back, there are 4 rubber feet, which prevents the unit from sliding around when you place it onto a surface or a desk. There's also a reset pin. And on the sides, you have access to all the controls, which correspond to an optical output for a better experience with some sound. And there's also an Ethernet port, HDMI port, AV cable port, proprietary charging port, and the sides features 2 USB ports for directly plugging in thumb drives. There's also on the other side an OTG port, which is micro USB based. I can insert my phone and still allow it to pass through as a display monitor. There's also an SD card reader on here, which is full size as opposed to micro SD, which was found on the X2. But that's basically a very clean presentation. Power on off switch can actually be found on the remote. There's no dedicated control directly on the TV box. Next, we're going to give you guys a quick look of the performance and how the interface looks.
Once we have the Kidox S805 connected onto a projector, and as you can see, the interface here is pretty straightforward, although it's definitely not vanilla Android. As a result, things are a lot easier to navigate with the bundled remote control, because you simply have to go left, right, up, and down through the grid-like UI to access all the various functions. You do have access to the Android Play Store to download more apps, but overall I think this is a pretty nice skin, at least for an Android TV box. It's not going to be as customized, but again, it's very simple and easy to use. On to the left, we have an app drawer, which you can tap on to access all your different applications. You have a few games preloaded, which includes Angry Birds as well as Fruit Ninja. However, these games are pretty tough to play, especially with the bundled remote. This is actually not an Air remote, so you can't use it to wave around and actually come out with a cursor. Instead, you have to move up, down, left, and right. So I would recommend purchasing another controller or maybe connecting a USB keyboard or a mouse if you do plan on doing more gaming and easier navigation as well as text input. There's also the basics like a calculator, a clock, Gmail, Media Center, there's Kodi, Google Hangouts, and all the regular Google services are connected. In terms of the usability, it's pretty fast and responsive between when I click on something and what happens on screen. There's also voice search, and there will be some sporadic updates back and forth. In terms of other features on here, there is Miracast, which is pretty unique. It allows you to connect your Android phone or tablet using Wi-Fi onto the TV box, and afterwards you can use the monitor as a way to view back whatever content is being displayed on your phone, which is pretty cool. It's basically like wireless HDMI, and you can play back any movies or games that way. It works pretty nicely. There's a little bit of lag, but overall that's
the essentials as far as apps that are integrated on here. In terms of browser, you have the choice between the native Android browser, there's Google Chrome, as well as Firefox. So we have three different browsers pre-installed. That's kind of interesting. It's pretty speedy and responsive. We have the default browser over here. Again, text input is going to be a challenge if you don't have a keyboard times page fully loaded. And the default setting is actually on desktop, so you don't have the mobile view. It gives you the full view that you would have on a traditional laptop computer running Mac or Windows. As you can see, things load pretty nicely with the graphics and text loading up at a respectable speed. Of course, it's going to vary in terms of the distance with your Wi-Fi router, but afterwards, all the contents and the flash video elements are also loading on the page. So overall, it does a decent job as a web browser. You can click on things to watch a few video clips, and so on and so forth. For navigation, if you want to use the remote, I would recommend setting things onto the traditional way of going left, right, up, and down as opposed to the mouse, because otherwise it becomes pretty cumbersome to move up and down a page. And also, I would recommend purchasing a separate mouse that connects onto the USB socket on the side of the device. But overall, it does a decent job again in terms of web browsing. Going back home, checking out some other details on here. Again, for games, we have the two preloaded games on board. That works as you would expect. The processor here does a decent job of loading back games as far as frame rates and also the speed. For more graphically intensive games, it might take a few seconds longer. And for multitasking, you definitely will notice some sluggishness if you have more than four or five applications open in the background. But overall, it's definitely doable and workable as far as playing back your games are concerned. The last feature I wanted to explore really quickly is Kodi. This is an application that's built in. It creates a slightly modified user interface that allows you to access different web streaming content, such as radio, internet music. There's also going to be some TV channels you can check out. It's a unified online service, which works pretty nicely. Of course, you can always opt for installing other third-party applications, such as Netflix, and that works just decently. It runs pretty smoothly as well. And you can also load your own content on here via a SD card slot, so you can load your own library as well as your own videos. But Kodi in general works nicely. Let's try and play back some programs on here to give you a quick look. So this is the music drawer. I can also select left and right between the tabs over here between programs. For television, I can go through settings for the system, file management. I can also go to videos that are preloaded or also on different channels. And of course, I can also take a look at my pictures. So overall, it works pretty nicely. You have different add-ons from different streaming services like dailymotion.com, the New York Times, and other channels like BBC. And you can select those and customize those to your will. So another pretty cool.
At the end of the day, the Kidox Amlogic S805 based Android TV box is still a pretty good deal for the money. I would still recommend the X2 over this just because that one supports 4K resolution, and I think the styling is a bit more sleek as well as the build is slightly better. But this particular model has one advantage over the X2, and that's the addition of Bluetooth. If that's a feature that you're really looking for, perhaps you want to listen to music using a Bluetooth headset, or you want to add a controller that's Bluetooth based, this one is going to support that. But you can always install a Bluetooth USB-based adapter. You can purchase that for only $5 on Amazon and still add that feature by yourself for the X2. But something to note really quickly between the two, the difference. Overall, though, we found the Android TV box here to be snappy, responsive, and you really can't go wrong with either model. They're fast, they're great for watching TV, and they're more than sufficient for playing back some basic games on board as well as web browsing. So to learn more information, be sure to check out our full RIN review. This has been our video. Thanks for watching. Here at OS.